Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
And welcome back to the show, all of our dear listeners. Acting tonight as tail gunner for James Edwards, I'm Bill Rowland, and I'm filling in this last hour for James because he had to return to his press conference duties in Washington, D.C., so we're glad he's up there spreading the message, spreading the good news. Joining me tonight for the third hour is one of our favorite guests on this show, a guest who always gets plenty of commentary on our blog, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who was raised in an observant Jewish household, but later gave his life to Jesus Christ and has been performing as a street evangelist with the Orthodox Church ever since. Brother Nathaniel, welcome to the Political Cesspool once again.
Hey, Bill. Oh, it's great to be here with you.
Oh, well, it's great to have you on. And, you know, reason that the primary reason we had you on the show tonight, other than the fact you're always welcome, is that you had an absolutely super video on your website that deals with the rise of paganism in Europe and also in the United States. And by paganism, I'm talking about the worship of ancient Teutonic gods and Celtic gods, Wotan, Odin, and the other animist gods who occupied the pantheon of prehistory in Europe. These gods were, of course, completely displaced when Christianity entered Europe in the 4th and 5th and 6th centuries, and these religions were virtually forgotten. However, recently, young Europeans, young white Americans particularly, have been turning back to paganism because they have become disenchanted with the conditions in the world with regards to immigration and non-white antipathy and anger and rage against white people. And for some reason, they blame the Christian church for this and have turned back to paganism as the original religion of Europe. Brother Nathaniel, your thoughts on the modern neo-paganism that's sweeping Europe and is entering the United States?
All right, this is a huge subject. Let's begin with this. Jews fear. Now, we have to start with this. Jews are in control of Western civilization. They've taken over, all right? And they've essentially taken over through their monetary hegemony. They control the central banks. They control the Federal Reserve Bank. They control the European Central Bank. The Jews control the whole globalization process. We now have a one-world governance, not necessarily one-world government, but we have a one-world governance, and that one-world governance is run by Jews. Now, Jews fear, most of all, the one power block that can oppose them, and that is a white Christian power block that is cohesive. And this is the one power block that has stopped the Jews up until the Enlightenment from gaining power. And Jews don't want to see a resurgence of this same white Christian power block. So it was Jews who were the ones who pushed for the open immigration law of 1965, the American Jewish Committee, the Jews who paid off Ted Kennedy. They promised this boy that they would stop the facts about Chappaquiddick if he gets behind their immigration policy. And that's what happened. You didn't hear a word anymore about Chappaquiddick, and Kennedy was still in the driver's seat as far as being a front man for the Jews, okay? So the 1965 open immigration law opened the floodgates, and that was the exact words of Senator Jacob Javits. And every race, every culture, every conflicting creed that would oppose a white Christian power block has come to our shores, and it hasn't stopped since. So we have to begin to understand that the Jew agenda fears more than anything else, not paganism, not Odom and all these gods. They laugh about that. They fear a white Christian cohesive power block, and that is why we have to fight back with fire. We have to fight fire with fire. You see, Jews is both a religion, the Jewry, which has a hegemony over the world economy and over all the politicians and over the Western government. It should be obvious to all your listeners. They are both a race, a tightly knit, secretive race. They understand themselves as a race, and they are also a religion. So those two combined, we have to fight fire with fire as a race, white, and as a religion, Christianity.
Brother Kapner, I've also I want to mention this too, that with the growth of paganism, these pagans are essentially blind dupes to this Jewish hegemony, to the Antichrist. I mean, they're playing into the hands of the Antichrist. They're not opposing
them. They certainly are. I mean, you have this man like Desbenoit, okay, of the European New Right. All right, now he's a thinker, and he's trying to combat immigration. There's another one, Fay. I don't know how to pronounce his first name. I just did an article on him, The Rise of Europe's New Right. And neither of them understand the Jewish threat. I'm wondering if Desbenoit is a Jew himself. He kind of looks Jewish. And they both eschew Christianity, especially Desbenoit. And he wrote a book, Why I'm a Pagan. Well, what he means by a pagan, he's going back to the Roman Empire paganism of the philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, that situation. And that paganism was sacrificed to the gods. And in that society, that Roman Empire society, you had pederasts, you had rampant adultery. It wasn't a society that can compare whatsoever to what Christianity built since Constantine made the Roman Empire a Christian civilization.
Well, some of these pagans are actually spreading false history that Europe was converted to Christianity by the sword, but I did some pretty thorough research on that claim, and it's absolutely false. There were
absolutely
cases where
absolutely false. A Jew wrote a book called Constantine's Sword. Well, of course, a Jew wrote it. Okay, the Jews were not persecuted, but by the law, the Code of Justinian, the 6th century emperor, he codified Byzantine law, and in that codification, Jews were forbidden to hold any civil office, and they were forbidden to hold any pedagogical office. Well, that's why we're in trouble today, because Jews now hold civil office ever since the Enlightenment, that the Napoleon offered them civil rights, and they also are control of academia. That's why we're in trouble today, because Jews run politics to the civil office, and they brainwash everybody through academia. They control the universities now. That's why Byzantine history is not taught in the public schools or in colleges. You ask somebody who has a master's degree in any field in college what the Byzantine Empire was, and he goes, duh, what?
Well, you know, the interesting thing,
you don't want it known that the Byzantine Empire took care of the Jewish problem, not by the sword, but by codifying laws that prohibited them to hold any civil office. And thus you had a stable Christian society that prospered and that grew until it was sacked by the Muslims in 1453.
Okay, Brother Nathaniel, we got a break coming up here. We're going to come right back on this topic, a very important topic with
absolutely
regards
to, absolutely, it's crucial to understand.
And the falsehoods behind some of this paganism. We'll be right back, folks, with Brother Nathaniel Kapner.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, James Edwards is at the National Press Institute Conference in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas with other great intellects. And I am acting as tail gunner for James on the show tonight. Bill Rowland here with you, and my guest, and we're going to get right to him, is Brother Nathaniel Kapner, and we have been discussing the neo-paganism, the postmodern druids of Europe and America who are turning against Christianity or away from Christianity back towards these ancient and false religions. Brother Nathaniel, pick it up from there.
Yeah, well, Bill, you mentioned my website, Real Zionist News. And I invite people to go there and look at the latest post. and you'll see my video, Christian Roots of White Nations. And there I specify, making it very clear, that Jews fear a white Christian political power bloc, the only possible bloc that can oppose and stop the Jewish onslaught of destroying our nation, of destroying a white Christian presence, and corrupting our youth, and bringing in a multicultural, multiracial, multicreedal society, which they have succeeded in doing since they pushed through the open immigration law of 1965. That's a Jew law that brought in all these multi-creeds, all these multicolors, all these multiracial groups from the third world, which is not Christian, but Muslim, Hindu, Jainism, Baha'i, all these conflicting religions, to dilute and fragment a white Christian presence in America. You go to any major city in America now, you go to New York, you go to Chicago, you go to Philadelphia, you go to Boston, you ask yourself, where am I? Am I in Somalia? Am I in Zimbabwe? Am I in Indonesia? I certainly couldn't be in America. The Jews have done this to us. They've done it.
You know, I want to mention, too, that this is not just, that this paganism is also coming up from South America. You know, La Raza and the various militant Latino groups are invoking the old gods of the Aztecs and the Mayas.
They just love it. They laugh and they love it because they see that a white Christian political power block is being fragmented, destroyed, diluted, and out the door from the, because of the new generation. The Jews just love it. You see, in a multicultural, multiracial, multireligious environment scenario, there's only one racial minority that rises to the top, and those are the ones with all the money, billions at their disposal. Those are the ones with hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of organizations and think tanks. Jews, Jewry, they rise to the top. That's why they love a multicultural society. Do you think Jews want to live in any kind of multicultural neighborhood? Forget it. They live by themselves. They live in their wealthy, gated communities. You think Jews have any love for blacks? You got to be kidding. They call them Schwarzes. They call the boy in the White House the Schwarz in the White House. They have no love for any of these racial groups, but they know that these racial groups swarming all over America will prevent the white Christian political power bloc from opposing them. We have to fight fire with fire because Jews are both identify themselves as a religion, even secular Jews, because secular Jews always say, what do the rabbis say when it comes to Jesus Christ? So they identify themselves, their self-conception, their self-identity is both a religion and a race. So it's only a religion, a powerful religion, Christianity, which points the fingers at Jews and says, you're all apostates, you crucified God, you better repent. That's the only religion that says that to Jews, not neo-paganism. Neo-paganism doesn't have a clue, and Jews don't like that. They don't want the finger pointed at them. See, Jews will point the finger at everybody else. They'll point the finger at Bill Wolin and James Edwards and call them a racist, okay, because they want a revival of the European white consciousness back in America, which founded this country and built this country. Yes, they'll point the finger at you, but Jews don't like the finger pointed at them. And that's what Christianity does. Historic Christianity points the fingers at Jews and said, you crucified God, and you've got to repent. You've got the deicidal curse on your forehead. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, the Jews said. It's a record in Christianity. His blood be upon us and upon our children. So we can point the fingers at the Jews and say, you've got a deicidal curse on you unless you repent and join the church and become Christians. This is the only way we can fight the Jews, the only way. And why do we have to fight the Jews? Because they're in control. They're the ones who are promoting endless wars. They're the ones who promoted the Libyan war. You think NATO is controlled by Europe? Forget it. It's controlled by Jews who've got all the money. They call the shots throughout Europe and throughout America. And I'll tell you something else. It's getting worse because I call it the Great Divide. It's the Great Divide between the very rich Jews and the white middle class, which is becoming a lower middle class because the jobs have been sent to China. The Economist now has got on their front page, where are the jobs? Looking for jobs. Well, the only one who said it, and they got rid of him quick, was Trump. You want a job? He said on the late night show with Jew Letterman, go to China. There you'll get a job. How did that happen? The Jews sent all the jobs over there because they control the corporations. They underwrite the stocks, and they dictate the terms. Yeah, I'm hot because I understand the Jew agenda, and I know the only way you can fight it is through a white Christian power bloc. That's the only way. Whether it's Benoit's paganism going back to the Plato and Aristotle, forget it. That's not going to do a thing. Or whether it's the neo-paganism, forget it. The Jews laugh at both. The only way you can stop the Jews is through a white Christian power block, period. And that great divide is getting worse and worse. The Jews are rising to greater power than ever. It's scary.
Well, you certainly are hot tonight, Brother Nathaniel.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you.
I am, because I'm with the kindred spirit here.
See, well, you are definitely on message. I'll say that.
Jesus Christ, and we both love Christianity, and we both understand what Christianity is really all about. Not Zionist Christianity with those who bought into that the Jews are the chosen people. No, we understand that falsity and that fraud. That's why I'm hot, because I'm with a kindred spirit here.
Well, let's go back some in the history of paganism. I think that I think a pretty good indication of this or an origin of the paganism that's going around today actually started with Ayn Rand, who had this.
I do. She changed her name.
Of course, but she had this idea of the individual
like
she's
and a the Gentile and intelligent.
But she definitely put forth the idea of the individual and the individual striking out and there being no God. But before that, certainly paganism expressed itself to some degree through Nazism in Germany and through whereas many of the German generals in the regular German army were Christian, they were being...
And in the SS as well.
And in the SS as well.
They were Catholics from Bavaria.
But certainly that element of paganism was there, and I think many of these young Europeans are attaching themselves to that. But, you know, Christianity was absolutely in control of the world at the end of the 19th century. Christian monarchs ruled virtually the whole world through colonialism, and colonialism brought certainly hospitals and education to the Third World. You know, where did it go wrong? I mean, World War One certainly...
Wrong with Napoleon gave him civil rights. And then all the rest of Europe followed. The Enlightenment destroyed the only situation, scenario, that prevents Jews from taking over. You give them civil rights, and you give them civil power, and they get into civil office, then their agenda takes place. And that agenda has been outlined very, very specifically in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
Well, we're going to pick that up.
They do. One of their programs is to corrupt the youth through literature and through media and now with movies.
Well, let's talk about that, Brother Nathaniel. We've got another break coming up here. It certainly is a delight to have you on the show, and it's a hot topic, no doubt about it. We are burning up the airwaves tonight with Brother Nathaniel Kapner, and I'm Bill Rowland sitting in for James Edwards. We'll be right back after these messages.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta get
out of this place. And welcome back, everybody, to the political cesspool, the last hour of the show, now the last 30 minutes of the show, being hosted by James Edwards' very good friend and admirer, Bill Rowland. And with me tonight, as I've said before, is Brother Nathaniel Kapner, and we're talking about neo-paganism in Europe, the influence of Jews on the situation here, and what is the threat, really, to white Christian civilization in America and in Europe. Brother Nathaniel.
Yes, you know, I just heard your advertisement for the American Third Position Party, and... very interesting. I'm about to post on my website, Real Zionist News, or you can punch in Real Jew News. They both will get you to my site. An interview with Dr. Kevin MacDonald, one of the leaders of the American Third Position Party, which I promote on this article. It's an interview I'm doing with Dr. Kevin MacDonald called The New Jewish Hostile Elite. So look for that. I hope to have it up tonight or tomorrow, and that's coming your way soon.
Very good. Of course, yeah. Dr. MacDonald has been a guest on the show as well, and we're always glad to have him on. But the pagan issue, I think that, again, when we're restating this, but these pagans fail to realize that this is a completely ineffectual attempt at changing a desperate situation in Europe, and that the return to Christianity is most important because Europe didn't exist before Christianity. Europe was a collection of tribes and who were certainly either compliant with the Romans or at least were not united against them, and certainly they didn't have any problem with Jews or anybody else. But
no,
it was only after
the formative influence of Christianity, beginning with the monasteries that taught letters to the people and educated the people, and from that came the great universities. And the civilization was built by the Christian ethic and Christian influence, and more so than just saying Christianity, it's the hope that the resurrection breathes into a people. If you have hope that our lives are not futile, that we live for something greater, for the life to come. That is not a pie-in-the-sky situation that we just sit around twiddling our thumbs, because we have that great hope that we've been redeemed as man, that man has significance. We don't die in a ditch like a dog, said Pasternak. But because of the resurrection, he was a Jew who became an Orthodox Christian, but because of the resurrection, men study mathematics, men study symphonies, they aspire to something greater, they built a great society. And that's what Christianity has done, and they kept the Jews out of it. They were not allowed to have any civil offices, and Napoleon ruined it for all. And I know there are some people, there are some sites that say Napoleon was a great guy. Well, he may have done some good things, but he did a really bad thing, and it ruined all of Europe and eventually America by giving Jews allowing Jews to hold civil office.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Now, as you know, that throughout Europe, particularly during the Middle Ages, Jews were often expelled from countries like France, Spain.
For good reason.
Because
for
they were
good reason.
Practicing usury and attempting use.
We have to ask ourselves this question. Why are Jews hated? Why were Jews thrown from country to country? Were people born with just some innate DNA that says that they don't like Jews? No. It's because of their activity and their actions. You see, the Jews have always had a very derogatory attitude towards the goyim. The goyim can be cheated. The goyim can be defrauded. That's in the Talmud, by the way. If you see a Gentile, a goy, dying on the street, you're not to help him. That's all in the Talmud. So that attitude has pervaded all of Jewry since the time of their crucifixion of God, Jesus Christ. And it has come out in their actions towards the goyim through defrauding, through cheating, through their money loaning. And this is why they've been chased from country to country to country to country, because of their actions. They are not innocent victims. They still play in this victimization role. They drive their Cadillacs. They drive their Mercedes-Benz. They have their million-dollar organizations, and they're still victims. Give us a break, people. We're sick of it. You're not victims.
Brother Nathaniel, you know, the victimization thing, of course, poor us, and as you say, yet they're driving Mercedes-Benz and controlling Hollywood and putting out movies and films which are distinctly anti-Christian.
And don't you think for a minute that a Jew child watches those films? No way. They don't let their Jewish children watch those films. It's for the goyim. I grew up with this, Bill. I understand it. I once said to a very religious Jew who was studying to be a rabbi when I was younger, a movie came to our town that was homosexual. I said, this is disgusting. And he turns to me and says, what do we care? That's for the goyim.
So there's definitely a double standard there. But now let's go to a little bit of hope, because it certainly I don't like any show to end on a negative note or to go off into a place where it just gets darker and darker. But in Eastern Europe and in Russia particularly, the Orthodox Church is alive again.
You
it's
better
flourishing.
It. You see, Vladimir Putin sees himself in the tradition of the Tsars. He poses in front of Tsar Nicholas II, who the Jews murdered. He sees himself in the tradition of the Tsars. And what that man has done, I commend him for, and we need a leader like this. I did a video, the difference between Putin and Obama. Obama is celebrating Passover with Jews in the White House during Easter time, and Putin's in church. And he makes a big announcement over Christian TV, over Russian TV, which he took over from the Jews, and wished everybody a happy Easter because of Christ's resurrection. So what Putin is doing is what the Tsars have done in the past. He got rid of all the Jew oligarchs. He will not allow Jews to hold any kind of civil power whatsoever. He will not allow them into pedagogical situations. He started Orthodoxy 101, which was a curriculum put together by Medvedev's wife, I forget her name, Svetlana. And the Jews came to him, all these scientists, and said, you can't have this Orthodoxy 101 in our public schools. Our Constitution has a separation of church and state clause. He said, well, Putin, he's a very smart man. He said, what are you talking about? This is an historical curriculum. And what else did the man do? Okay, he made the founding of Christianity in the 10th century a national holiday in Russia. We now have Jew Heritage Month of May that Obama just announced. This is called the Jewification of America. So you have a man like Putin who is bringing Christianity back to the to his nation, not allowing Jews to hold any civil power. He got rid of all the Jew oligarchs. He took over the television station. He won't allow South Park. He won't allow Simpsons. He won't allow all the crud and all the corrupting things that the Jews put on before in Russia. He won't allow it. He closed down all the casinos. If they dare to march in Moscow, he arrests them. He puts them in jail. Couldn't care less that Europe gets all offended and The Hague is going to present a lawsuit against them. He couldn't care less. He laughs about it. So this is what the man is doing in Russia. And my bishop just told me, because I'm with the Russian Orthodox Church, so I got inside information, he and the patriarch just made a pact to build 200 more churches in Moscow. He wants to build a Christian society. So what's happening, the irony of it all, is America is becoming a Jew-Bolshevik society, and Russia, which was a Jew-Bolshevik society, is now becoming a Christian society, which America once was. And one more thing that Putin and the Patriarch are doing, they are encouraging through sermons, through different media ads, that white Russian Christians need to have lots of children. So they're trying to rebuild the population of the white complexion in Russia.
Well, of course, the Russian Nationalist Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, rather, is distinctly nationalistic in its...
Absolutely.
Which American Christian churches are not. I mean, there's no national or European Christian church or French Christian or Catholic. It's always just the Christian church. Do you think
it once was because we had a white Christian complexion, where everybody said Merry Christmas, everybody went to church on Christmas, but who ruined that? Everyone talks about, let's put Christ back into Christmas, but we have to start with the question, who took Christ out of Christmas?
A very good point. And right now, as a matter of fact, in a city just south of Memphis, in South Haven, Mississippi, the ACLU is at
run
work.
Run by Jews, funded by Jews.
Of course, but fighting against a prayers at a football games. So,
well, they fight against anything that's Christian. Okay, you can be Hindu, you can be neo-pagan, you can be whatever you want, and Jews say fine. But as soon as you mention the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't want it, and they've been quite successful. You see, but you say we didn't have a national church, but we had a national.
Brother Nathaniel, we got a break coming up.
America. We had Merry Christmas signs all across America. Who stopped that? Jews!
Okay, we'll be right back with Brother Nathaniel after this break.
Right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
And we're back. Bill Rowland sitting in for the last hour, now the last 15 minutes of the political cesspool. And we have had a rousing discussion in this hour with Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who has been discussing with me the rise of paganism in Europe and how this is aiding and abetting the Zionist attempt to take over the world, or the Zionist control of all our institutions. That, in fact, there's no fear from the Antichrists of paganism or Hinduism or Jainism or any of these other things, but Christianity creates great fear and loathing among Jewish supremacists and
Absolutely.
Zionists.
Dr. Kevin MacDonald said it himself.
Exactly. And
those very words. It creates fear and loathing amongst Jewry.
Well, that's so strange, because certainly what has become, what was called anti-Semitism, meaning the belief that Jews should be destroyed and wiped off the face of the earth, has actually leaked over into anything that is pro-Christian. That is, if you're pro-Christian and you're an outspoken Christian, that is synonymous now with anti-Zionism, with anti-Semitism and Jew hating. Do you agree, Brother Nathaniel? Does it seem that way?
Abraham Foxman, the Jew leader of the Anti-Defamation League, the major organization which has destroyed children's minds by putting in their published books, Mommy Loves Mommy, Daddy Marries Daddy. Foxman, he calls the New Testament a hate book. It's a book of hate. Well, why is it a book of hate? Because it's factual. It states very clearly that Jewry crucified God. You see, anything that's truth, anything that's beautiful, anything that's factual, Jews hate. They fear it. That's why they started their hate crime laws. If they find that a crime was motivated by some kind of hate, you can end up in prison for life. Well, who wrote that law? The Anti-Defamation League. They're the ones who draft all these legislations that favor Jews, and they give it to their politicians, say, pass it, boy, or else you don't get elected in the next election. They don't put it in those crass words, but the politicians get the point very clearly. But there is hope. You know, I bring out in my book, we don't want to end on a dark note. Well, no, we don't want to end on a dark note. There is hope. We have groups like National Policy Institute, the National Policy Institute Conference, which James Edwards is now part of in Washington, D.C. We have James Edwards and Dr. Kevin MacDonald and Greg Johnson's political group, the American Third Position. So there are avenues to fight back, to fight against the Jew agenda, the Jew hegemony of Western civilization. And there's also ideological hope. I bring out in my video, Christian Roots of White Nations, that a manifest destiny has been conferred upon white Europeans whose lineage can be traced to the biblical figure of Japheth, Noah's third son and progenitor of the peoples of Europe. And St. Justin Martyr of the second century, in his dialogue with Trypho the Jew, brought to light the mystery of this manifest destiny, that the other races stemming from Shem, the father of the Semitic people, and Ham, father of the black race, and all the colored races, the Orientals and the Asians, would dwell under the tents of Japheth, the white European. And that white European would also include the Byzantine Empire, of course, because that was all part of the European Empire. The Roman Empire extended from Great Britain all the way to Constantinople, and then later on in the 10th century when Russia converted to Orthodox Christianity, to Vladivostok. So the whole European area was huge. And this prophecy that the other races would dwell under the tents of Japheth, father of the white Europeans, gives us hope that there is a manifest destiny for the sons of Japheth. And I, as a Semite, being of the race of Shem, I dwell under that tent, and that's why I promote the white Christian presence, because of that biblical prophecy that gives a manifest destiny to the white race.
I think it's interesting, too, that the book of Acts talks about the that God separated the nations and set the boundaries of their habitation according to the sons of Adam. You know, that this is something that is that when violated creates the Tower of Babel, which currently the United States is rapidly building. It's building its own Tower of Babel, which, of course, ends in destruction. But, the problem has been with the pagans is they've become disenchanted with the Christian church. What is wrong with American Christianity? And I mean by that the established religion, not the faith. But what is wrong with these churches that so many people...
Zionism has infiltrated it. And that came through the turn of the 20th century Protestant theologians, Darby and Schofield, that God has some special plan for the Jews, that they're God's chosen people, and that's ridiculous. Israel of God, the Israel of God has always been the church. Now, in the Old Testament, it was Jews and those proselytes like Job and Ruth, who became part of the Israel of God by becoming Jews. But that's all over with the New Covenant. The New Testament has brought in the entire Gentile world into the Israel of God. And it's led by the sons of Japheth, according to the prophecy. And it is one that has built the church. It is one that has built Western civilization. And that includes the entire old Byzantine Roman Empire. It includes Russia. And the Jews don't have any special plan. They're not the chosen people at all. And the chosen people are those who choose to receive the forgiveness that Christ's death and resurrection offers. And that's through the church. And the church is made up of Gentiles and Jews, says St. Paul, who become new creatures in Christ, a new creation, and they're now Christians. They're no longer Jews. They're no longer Gentiles. There's no more categories that separate us. We're now Christians. And that is what the Jews, that's what the Jews fear. They fear this kind of cohesive political bloc. We don't see any special plan for the Jews. We don't see any special plan for the state of Israel. The state of Israel, I don't see how any Christian could support it. It's an antichrist state. It's based on the premise that Jesus is not the Messiah. How can any thinking Christian, devout Christian, support this state of Israel? It's an antichrist society. No, the Jews, that the only plan that the Jews have is according to the Orthodox Christian church, with its Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Serbian Orthodox, is that the only plan for the Jews is a plan for everybody. Receive Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Receive him for forgiveness of sins and promise of eternal life and become a Christian. That's the only plan for the Jews, and Pasternak stated it very specifically. Don't hold on to your Judaism anymore. Become Christians like the rest of us in Russia. I did it, said Pasternak. You all need to do it. And that's my position, too.
Well, in fact, even that's in Israel now, there's persecution of Christians. And I think you told me, Brother Nathaniel, that the Jews from Russia who have settled in Israel are actually going and joining the Orthodox Church.
Many, many of them. And some of them are secretive about it because they get subsidies from the State of Israel. But yes, there are many, many Jews that have left Russia and immigrated to Israel who are Russian Orthodox Christians.
Well, that's a change of heart that's interesting. When they get to Israel from supposedly a place where they're persecuted, they become Christians instead of practicing Judaism or embracing the Talmud.
Yeah, but many of them are actually moving back under Putin's Russia because they see a Christian society is being built.
Well, that's good news. And
yeah,
we certainly hope that the conversion of Israel continues and that the Jews who are meant to be selected by Christ and who are chosen will in fact embrace the Lord. And
I did
not...
it. Why can't they? And Pasternak said the same thing. I did it. Why can't they?
Well, I guess they're holding on to a pagan religion. I mean, we talk about paganism.
They're holding on to a pagan religion, absolutely, because it has nothing to do with the Bible whatsoever. It has to do with the Talmud. They're holding on to a Christ-hating, anti-Christ, Christ-crucifying religion and a Gentile submitting religion, that the Gentiles must submit to their rule.
Brother Nathaniel, we've got about 1 minute left. Give out your website again. What people
okay,
can
you
see.
Just go to Google and put in Real Zionist News, or I use a secondary name, Real Jew News, and you'll come to my site.
And the excellent videos there, absolutely.
Videos, and we have a comment section. Your listeners are free to comment. And we, after only 4 years, we have over 5 million hits on it. I've done videos now for a year now, and I have 1.2 million hits because I just simply state the facts.
Somebody
wrote to me yesterday, are you running a hate site? I say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Well, on that note, Brother Nathaniel, we are out of time. It has been, as always, a joy and a blessing to have you on the show. You do speak your mind, and you speak it from the heart and from the faith of our Lord. And blessings to everyone, all of our audience. God bless you, and remember your salvation first. Brother Nathaniel, thank you again. Good night, everybody, and happy landing.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.